It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's hard to be secretive when you're famous, especially if you're trying to make science nonfiction like flying cars. A Bloomberg Businessweek story this week citing anonymous sources says flying cars are one of the big, big projects Larry Page is working on outside of Google. He's funding two startups with hundreds of millions of dollars. They're called Z-Aero and Kitty Hawk, according to the detailed piece, co-written by Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Ashley Vance. Hi, Ashley. Thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
You have this line in your piece, which I love, which is flying cars are ridiculous, of course. But in some ways, it's actually easier to put flying cars into the world than self-driving cars.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been guys who have tried to do this for about 50 years to build flying cars, and they've all mostly ended tragically and not worked very well. But there's people now who make a pretty strong case that electric motors, like we're seeing in electric vehicles, have improved dramatically. This self-driving software that we see in the cars has improved dramatically, and battery technology.
How far out are we?
So there's a couple designs. There's one in particular in Germany called Evolo, is a company that's made this giant quadcopter, helicopter type thing. They've actually flown prototypes. Naturally, we should be expecting at least 10 years from now before we see something that's feasible.
Why do you think this has been such an obsession? We have helicopters, we have small planes, we have, you know, SUVs, we have all these different modes of transportation for people who want to travel in comfort. Why flying cars?
I think it's just one of those geek dreams that never dies. You know, you raised on the Jetsons and all this sci-fi stuff, and there's always a flying car. We see them in movies all the time. In Silicon Valley, if you go to Google's headquarters on a weekday, it is a real mess to get to the building. The traffic is terrible. I think Larry's this very logical guy, and he sees it through this very logical prism that he just wants his workers to get there more quickly. I think this is really the heart of where it comes from. It's just these guys want this thing, and so they're going to make it.
Ashley Vance of Bloomberg Businessweek. Ashley, thanks for talking with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tom Perkins, a legend in the venture capital world who co-founded the firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers, died at the age of 84 yesterday. He founded the firm in 1972. Perkins hadn't been active in the firm in years, but has been credited with helping to build the startup world that exists in Silicon Valley today. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week joins me from San Francisco. Selena Larson is a reporter for The Daily Dot. Selena, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yes, absolutely. Let's get started.
1 week.
How long it takes someone to binge watch a show on Netflix.
Whoa, well played. Yes, this is about the time it takes people to finish the first season of a TV show, according to a Netflix report released this week. What's your Netflix binging record?
I can't sit still for that long, so probably it takes me about a month to watch a show. Like, yeah.
Okay, your record is a month.
That's about as fast as I go.
All right, good. You're doing other more important things. What do you got for me?
I try. All right. So, Ben, I got 32 million.
32 million what?
Credentials.
Twitter credentials that a hacker says they're selling on the dark web this week, something?
Yes. Twitter says, however, it wasn't hacked. The users themselves might have been. So change your passwords.
I feel like this has been a bad month for hacking.
Especially, you know, with all the celebrity hacks and my friends. I've seen some friends get hacked.
Also Zuckerberg. You said celebrities and your friends, and both of those reminded me of Zuckerberg because, you know, Facebook and stuff.
I can't say I'm friends with Zuckerberg, but I did think his password was pretty funny. It's like da, da, da.
Yeah.
Not too complicated.
Is that from the song? It's from the song, right? Da, da,
yeah.
Da. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. Unless he's just really fascinated with art from the 1940s.
Right. I was going to say. Unless he's a Dadaist. All right. $1 million.
How much an obscure startup that I've never heard of has received in funding in San Francisco.
This is how much Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist, donated to support Wikipedia. It's apparently the largest give yet to the Wikimedia Endowment. What do you got for me?
85% and 15%.
This has got to be about the Apple App Store revenue share between developers and
yes.
Apple, right?
Yeah, you know, just ahead of Apple's WWDC, they have released some more information about major changes to the App Store, including differences to the traditional revenue split. It's not going to be 70-30 for in-app subscriptions forever. After a year, it's going to change to 85% and 15% in the developer's favor. Although, I don't know. Next week's WWDC, I'm pretty excited about.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me more.
I'm just really excited to see if they can be a little more entertaining and engaging than Google I/O, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, interesting. We'll look forward to your reporting on it. Selena Larson, reporter for The Daily Dot. Selena, thanks for playing along.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
And one more tally number for you. The adage that internet travelers should live by starts with the words, if you can't say something nice, but who are we kidding? It's the internet and this is election season. So let's go to Twitter, where Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is known for zingers, tweeted something about President Obama endorsing, quote, crooked Hillary and how that was bad, etc. Hillary Clinton's response, a retweet of Trump's comment with a little added comment of her own, ice cold, familiar in the social media world, three words, delete your account. And that tweet has become Clinton's most retweeted tweet ever. I've now officially said the word tweet too many times. My account, by the way, is as yet undeleted. You can find me at The Brock Johnson. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.